going to begin today's conference call and head out to Akron. And as a reminder for all of our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's head out to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach, Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously, Saturday's 37-29 loss at UMass, when you got back to your office and looked at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think, the story of that game was really the turnovers. We had three very, very costly turnovers. One, our first one was a fumble. The second possession in the game, we had scored a touchdown our opening possession, driven down the field on the second possession down, inside the 15-yard line and fumbled the ball. So lost an opportunity to gain points there. And then fortunately, we were able to force a stop. Our defense got a stop. But then later in the first quarter, threw an interception for a touchdown. And then to start the second half through an interception that was returned to the 2-yard line that ultimately led to a touchdown. So that was a huge, huge difference in that game. So that's a big area that we need to address and get better at. But overall, I thought offensively, I thought we played pretty well. We had some of our best drives of the season. We had a drive, 11-play, 98-yard drive for a touchdown, 7-play, 80-yard drive for a touchdown, 13-play, 75-yard drive for a touchdown, and a 7-play, 61-yard drive for a touchdown. So, had some really, really good drives, did a lot of really good things throughout the course of that game. It was just, also had some, had about 5 or 6 drives in the game, whether they were our turnovers or just some 3-and-outs where we just didn't execute really well. As we're capable of. Defensively gave up too many big plays, some one-on-one situations. They threw the ball deep 12 times on us and completed 9 of them. Tough to be successful there. Our third down percentage was very good on offense. We were 8 of 14. Defensively, we weren't as good. So, I think just some good things in some areas, some bad things in some other areas. I thought our kicking game was strong again. We didn't punt the ball well as we have, but I thought our coverage units were fantastic. They got a very good returner that we held in check. The one return he had from a kickoff perspective, we were able to tackle it inside the 20. So a lot of good things in the kicking game and some good things offensively outside of the turnovers. And defensively, just didn't play very well on third down and didn't do a great job against their run or defending the explosive plays.
Reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's call. You had to use 3 quarterbacks. Just talk about the play of starter Cato Nelson and any update on him, and also true freshman Zach Gibson coming in as well and playing the majority of that second half. Just talk about both quarterbacks' performance.
Yeah, Cato played awesome, in that first half. He had the one mistake, on an RPO, made a bad decision and threw it out to the field on a hitch route, and they took it the other way for a touchdown. Outside of that, Cato played awesome. He played really well. Was really, really excited by that. He was 13 of 17, with 141 yards, and a couple touchdowns in that first half. So, I thought he did a great job. Thought he played really well. Unfortunately, just wasn't able to come back in the second half. But he should be with the week off this week, get a chance to rest a little bit. He should be in good shape. As we get back into game week a week from now. So not too concerned about that. Was really pleased with Zach Gibson's performance. True freshman, coming in, getting his first game time experience. Thought he was fantastic. He was 12 of 16, 173 yards and a touchdown. Really brought great leadership, brought a great energy to our team, not just our offense. Guys really rallied behind him, and he made a lot of good plays. A lot of plays that may not be the exciting ones on the highlight reel or anything like that, but just checked the ball down a number of times. His situation where he took off and ran for a 12-yard gain, even a play where, you know, our protection wasn't great, and, you know, they had a free rusher coming through, and, you know, instead of taking a big hit, you know, really just had the awareness, you know, to almost get down and avoid that, you know, avoid that big hit and that risk for injury or risk for a sack fumble. So, you know, did some really savvy things, moving in the pocket and finding checkdowns and getting completions, that was really encouraging to see from him.
And you've got a week, obviously a bye week this week with your next game, not until October 12th with obviously the Kent State rivalry. Talk about one of the things you want to accomplish this week.
Well, you know, I think the big thing, you know, for us, week in and week out is the same. I mean, opportunities to get better, and there's a lot of areas to do that. But, you know, I think, you know, for us was really like finding that excitement and that belief and the confidence that we played with in the fourth quarter. I know, you know, after we scored a touchdown and the two-point conversion to get it to a one-score game, there was just a different feeling, you know, on that sideline, and even, you know, for me, a feeling that, you know, I don't think we've felt up to this point. So, you know, just, you know, being able to be consistently, you know, at a place, you know, that where you're confident and you're believing and, you know, and working hard and doing all the right things, I think is going to be important for us, that we, you know, that we bring that same mentality to practice today and throughout the week and, you know, leading into our next game.
Tom, I'll let you get back to your bye week. We will look forward to talking to you again next Monday, and we appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom. Again, for Tom Arth and his Akron Zips, coming off a 37-29 loss at UMass in that contest, quarterback starter Cato Nelson, 13-17, passing for 141 yards and two touchdowns, and true freshman Zach Gibson in the second half, 12-16, passing 173 yards and one touchdown in that contest. Again, for Akron, they'll have a bye week this week, and they will be next playing Kent State on October 12th.